Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Trenders Are Winners and Winners Are Trenders. That is courtesy of super producer Brian, who did a much better job singing the McGruff.
McGruff the Crime Dog.
Yeah, than I did, but alas, he's not the host of this show. I am Jack, and I am thrilled to be joined for today's trending episode by two esteemed co-hosts. Super producer, DJ Daniel.
Hello, DJ McGruff.
Oh, boy. And super producer, Becca Ramos!
Hello.
As I revealed, Daniel, I only have energy for one big introduction.
That's okay. Name. It's okay. You gave me one on the old TDZ. I'm okay with that. Yeah, getting the half on the trends. That's fine.
All right. So, Becca, you are here to help us make sense of a story that has taken over my Twitter timeline, taken over our group chat. I don't know it. I don't know any of the players. Like, I know who Leah Michelle is. I know she is supposed to
be
the author of some wild backstage behavior. But yeah, so Funny Girl is trending. A Broadway play that is having some casting controversy?
A lot of casting controversy. Let me tell you. I'm on Broadway Talk. I'm also on Gleek Talk. I'm a former Gleek. I am a Broadway
girl.
There's
a Glee geek.
Yes, a Glee geek. For those who are not millennials, I feel like there's been a resurgence of Glee amongst like Gen Zers. Like, you know how we rewatch The Office? I feel like they're like, oh my God, I'm discovering Glee, and it makes me feel old, but I've accepted that. I've moved past it. Those who are at the intersection, there has been a lot of talk about Beanie Feldstein's performance as Funny Girl on Broadway. It was supposed to be, it was very hyped, very heavily marketed. It was always a stunt casting. Like, if you're not big about Broadway, stunt casting is when they, you know, to sell seats, they hire somebody who's fairly famous to, you know, reprise a pretty big role in a musical. Hugh Jackman is always on Broadway, I feel like. Jesse Williams is in a show right now that's like very big. So yeah, like Beanie Feldstein.
Hugh Jackman's like a song and dance man, right?
He's really good. He is a Broadway man. Let's like not
you
take
just
away
keep
from
Hugh
him.
Jackson, yeah. Hugh Jackman's name out of this conversation. You understand?
Absolutely. But you know, like you're like people are gonna go see that because they love Hugh Jackman, right? So Beanie Feldstein, it was a big deal when she got hired. She was never supposed to do like a full run. Her last show was always supposed to be September 25th, but there has been rumblings since she's taken on the role that, you know, the performances weren't like living up to the expectations. Ticket sales were bad. You know, she's missed a few shows because of COVID and also some like other unexpected circumstances. Her understudy has gone in, who's been, I've heard, incredible often. But all that to say, when Broadway casted Beanie Feldstein, it was a big deal because she is not what you would typically cast for Funny Girl, especially in general. Like Broadway is super fat phobic. It's super white. So hiring someone like Beanie, it was like a big deal. It was like, oh my God, we're literally like changing the way we're thinking about casting. You know, she is a good fit. She has, you know, idolized this role her whole life. Great. And
she is a funny girl.
She is a funny girl. Yes. Have you seen Booksmart? Have you seen Lady Bird? She's a funny girl.
Yeah.
And she is Jewish. So, you know, it was like very exciting to see Broadway cast someone who is like a part of a marginalized community, so to speak, to take on such a big role. And when she got cast, it was like everyone was like, haha, Lea Michele is burning in her grave. You know, like people were like, fuck Lea Michele.
People,
her whole career, she's campaigned to be Funny Girl on Broadway. Like that's been her whole, like every role she's ever taken has been to campaign to be Funny Girl on Broadway. And to have Beanie Feldstein taken, it was like, whoa.
So just can you give us a little context of what like what starring in Funny Girl means? Is that this is like the juicy best role for an actress, like a Broadway?
It's not the best role. I mean, Funny Girl is a very iconic musical. It's a classic, you know, like Barbra Streisand, you know, famously, you know, made the role what it was way back in the day. So it is just like a big, like, role. It's not like the only theater role. I mean, there's so many shows on Broadway, but you know, to be cast in it is, you know, a big deal, so to speak. But Lea Michele is not new to Broadway. Like she has been on the Broadway circuit for many, many years. But if you watch any interviews of her, if you watch her on Glee, it's like her whole thing is like, I'm gonna be Fanny Bryce. I am gonna be Funny Girl. Like that's been her whole thing, her whole career. And they have not wanted to give it to her because she's mean. Like, if you Google anything about Lea Michele, it's like Lea Michele, the worst person to work with in Hollywood, but people can't deny that she's talented. So that's how she's, you know, gotten as much work as she's gotten is because she is incredibly talented, but she is evil. Like, she is known to be evil. She's known to be racist and fatphobic and nasty to her coworkers and have a God complex. Like, there's also a rumor that's been going on that she can't read. You know, it's like many things.
That, I did not hear that one.
Right, oh, you gotta dig on the TikTok. That's like a whole other side tangent we could have. But that is been very much a rumor is that like Lea Michele can't read. You know, for years on Glee, she's been fed her lines. You know, that's another wormhole. So it's like there's been a point that she has not gotten this role, even though she's built her whole career to get this role. So when Beanie got it, it was a big deal just because like they're like opposites, right? You look at Beanie, you look at Lea Michele, like totally different people. So for Broadway to kind of like walk back on like the progressiveness of hiring someone like Beanie to be in that role and put Lea Michele just goes to show how kind of fucked up Broadway is in a lot of ways. Like how lack of, even though they're like a gay industry in the sense that like a lot of the queers love Broadway, it is so clear that they are like not with the times. Like they are still very white, still very fatphobic, still very like, you know, homophobic in a lot of ways too. So it's sad to see from like I think the challenge with Beanie being Funny Girl for being Fanny was they were expecting her to reprise a role like Barbra Streisand. Like they weren't letting the role be Beanie's. They put her in this role knowing she was not going to be Barbra Streisand. It's like she can't. She simply cannot be that. She is her own person. She is a very, you know, different casting take. And you need to let her be that casting take. And instead, they're just like trying to retrofit her in this box. It's like, we're going for this like unique hire, but we want you to still be what we're expecting. And she's just not going to be that.
So. I got to say, when I was first hired to
you know, launched the Daily Zeitgeist, there was a lot of, they wanted me to be more Barbara Streisand.
And I remember those talks.
I could see why they thought I had that in me, but it was a mistake. So this is like almost like fan fiction or like Twitter shit post come to life, because
absolutely. Because for weeks they've been rumoring this. Like they're like, there's no way they're actually going to hire Lea Michele. And it was like, it's because they want ticket sales. They're seeing the drama, the fan fiction on the internet. And they're like, fuck it. Let's do it.
I remember when Beanie Feldstein was first hired, people being like, Lea Michele must be spinning in her grave. People loving it. And Broadway was just like, okay, that seems to be, that's our next choice. Let's do it.
I mean, she's going to be great. I want to see it. I want to see Lea Michele do it, because she is a performer at the end of the day, but is she a monster? Absolutely.
Yes.
So Beanie has come out and said, like, it was not her choice to leave the show.
No. So she did post. So Broadway, like the official Funny Girl account on Instagram and Twitter, and also like Broadway.com, posted that they're announcing casting decisions tomorrow, aka today. They posted that Sunday. And Beanie posted her own post when Broadway made that announcement, to say, playing Fanny Bryce on Broadway has been a lifelong dream of mine, and doing so for the last few months has been a great joy and true honor. Once the production decided to take the show in a different direction, I made the extremely difficult decision to step away sooner than anticipated. I will never forget this experience, and from the bottom of my heart, I wanted to thank every single person who came to the August Wilson for the love and support you've shown me and our amazing cast and crew. The Funny Girl I have had the great joy of bringing to life with every night, both on and off stage, are all remarkably talented and exceptional humans, and I hope you continue to join them on the Henry Street after I depart on July 31st. So it's very clear from that post that, like, she was not making the choice to exit early.
Right. Very politely being like, faster than I would have anticipated. And then what's Jane Lynch's involvement here?
So Jane Lynch is also in Funny Girl as a supporting role. I cannot tell you off the top of my head what her exact role is, but iconically, Jane Lynch and Lea Michele were, in Glee together, and she is departing, which she was always supposed to depart when Beanie departed September 25th. And I think she'll be departing now in September when Lea and I think the official person taking over her role is, one moment, I
wrote Tova.
Yeah, Tova Feldsha. She will be, she's an incredible Broadway actress. She'll be taking over with Lea Michele, but in the interim between July 31st and September, I think Beanie Feldstein's understudy is going to be taking over as Fanny Bryce until September, but which means like they really were like, get the fuck out, which is very uncool. Jane plays Fanny Bryce's mother, Rose Bryce. But I think it's very funny that she's like, Jane Lynch is like, I'm not going to spend time with Michelle. I got to get out of here before that one comes.
There you go.
Absolutely not. No. But I think it hasn't been made clear if Jane Lynch is leaving July 31st too, but she's definitely leaving by the time Lea Michele is going to be reprising the role.
Amazing. All right. Well, I now feel caught up on this. I feel like I understand my Twitter feed better than I did before. Is that a good thing? I don't know. No, I do. I am glad to. I feel like I now comprehend and can start shit posting about it. With abandon, like I knew.
Just look at the memes.
I
posted the art picture in the doc. I think it's wild that Broadway.com chose that art piece. I feel like they are in on the joke, and they know that this was a wild casting choice, because that is a god awful art painting of Lea Michele to post at the announcement for casting her. It's gonna be a fun ride. Like, it's gonna be. I can't wait to hear all the takes from when she does it. But I am sad for Beanie. I think, she deserved more respect from Broadway than that she got, even despite her shortcomings in the role. So that's my talk. Thanks for letting me come in and talk about two
of my
favorite
things. Thank you for your talk on this.
Gossip and Broadway.
Amazing. All right. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back to cover off on a few more things.
Yay.
Yay.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but, like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
And we're back. And so the Twitter acquisition by Elon Musk has blown up like we thought it would. Same number. Same
blown up like you thought it. There it is.
Yeah. And it's still all good. There's
still all good.
Yeah, there's all sorts of countersuits happening. People who are following it are like, this really bad for Twitter. Like, they made a big mistake by accepting his offer and not, like, putting in the initial defensive, like, you know, poison pill protections and things like that. I don't know what any of that shit means. Bad for Elon Musk because it seems, I don't know. It seems like maybe he wasn't playing five-dimensional chess like all of his fanboys thought he was.
Weird nerds, if you will.
Right.
Weird nerds.
And bad for people who work at Twitter, because now Twitter is effectively suing. So Elon Musk has been like, I don't want to buy Twitter. And Twitter is suing him to still buy Twitter.
Exactly.
Which is like not a great, not a great outcome if they succeed. And Twitter stock is just plummeting as this all, you know, Elon Musk backing out has like tanked Twitter, because now people are like, wait, what did he see? And not wait. Elon Musk is addicted to seeing his name in the trending of his own Twitter. And
he loves seeing it there.
Yeah.
Could have been permanent, but now decided to back out. Also, to be fair, like lots of things are tanking right now. Stocks are just bad.
Yeah.
And the Twitter stock is tanking. It may be because of this. But, you know, the economy's bad and this isn't helping.
Yeah. Good overall for, I'd say, the American people, since
definitely
it probably would have been really bad to have Elon Musk as the CEO of Twitter, and it would have been like the first major social media network that like was taken over by a megalomaniac billionaire rather than being like founded and grown to fruition by a megalomaniac billionaire. So it would like have opened a new play in the megalomaniac billionaire playbook. And also, I mean, he was going to bring Trump back. And
oh yeah, that would have been fun. But we've, you know, look, we've left social media before. We'll leave it again. We were on Vine for a long time, and we thought Vine was going to be it. Vine's gone. Now we got TikTok. Now we got TikTok. I wouldn't be surprised if Twitter has some sort of mass exodus in its future, not too far from now, whether it's because we're tired of actually sharing our opinions online on the internet and having people be like, well, okay, you said you like waffles, but does that mean you hate pancakes? Or something to that nature. That's one of my favorite tweets of all time, is you'll tweet something like, I love waffles, and someone will say, oh, you hate pancakes? And the answer is, that's an entirely different thought. Get out of here.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. It's, I think these things are certainly not like helping Twitter's image, but also I'd rather them get the money and sue him into oblivion. That sounds great. I'm glad he pulled.
Yeah, I am too. I will be on Twitter when there are exactly one active users, and it will be me, because it's the only social media I use that I like. It's the only one where I am fairly certain that I know when I'm looking at an ad versus otherwise. And I don't know. It's I fear TikTok because it's just too seamless, too frictionless.
It's too easy.
Yeah, too easy. Zach Wilson trending.
Yes.
Yes. I did not know why. This is one. Did a little dive. So Zach Wilson is the Jets quarterback who was taken like second overall, had a trying first season, and he and his girlfriend broke up. His girlfriend recently like went public for a brief moment and then deleted the post on social media, like that she's now dating his ex-best friend and college teammate. So they were high school sweethearts. She is now dating his college teammate and best friend. So people were on social media and they called her a homie hopper. And she, in a since deleted comment, said that Wilson, the quarterback of the Jets, was sleeping with his mom's best friend. That's the real homie hopper. And then two laughing emojis, and then deleted it. That is why you will... So Zach Wilson is a Jets quarterback who may not have been sleeping with his mom's best friend. So that was a lot of posts in my Twitter thread. So I thought I would do people the service of explaining to them what that means.
Speaking of doing people a service, will you please read the last line that you have written here for this article?
Chad Johnson, former NFL wide receiver, said Zach Wilson is the GOAT.
Yes.
DK Metcalf, current, you, like, Ocho, one of the best wide receivers in the NFL, confirmed. And then Ryan Matthews, This Is VR, tweeted, if the Zach Wilson rumors are true, it'll mark the first time the Jets have scored over 40 since 2018.
Boom.
Because the Jets are bad.
Bad.
And also,
yeah, they're not good.
Yeah, I don't need to explain that.
That's a great one. I love that. You nailed that one.
And finally, this is big news in the world of DJ Daniel.
Yes. It's happening. I talked about it for months beforehand. The James Webb Telescope is going to reveal its first pictures, and our legend Joe Byron is going to actually show the very first pictures at 3 p.m. Pacific time today, 5 p.m. Eastern today. So when you're listening to this, when this episode comes out, which I'm guessing will happen in probably an hour or so, like the pictures will be revealed. So right after this episode, right after you listen to it, be like, oh shit. Go to Twitter, go to NASA, go to wherever. And
I think they've already been revealed because the briefing is happening at 2 Pacific, right? 5 Eastern. So they are 10 minutes hence, I think.
Oh, that's right. 5 p.m. Did I say 3? I think I meant 2. My math is not good. Anyway, so 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. These pictures will be revealed. Well, then, yes, they've already happened. If you're listening to this episode, stop. Or actually, no, continue. keep listening because you don't have to turn off your podcast app to go search something on the internet. But go look at these full color pictures from the James Webb Telescope. It's the first pictures. More pictures will be revealed tomorrow morning at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. Very excited about that as well. This is just us unfolding the universe, finding new pictures, looking deeper into space than we ever have before. You thought the Hubble was good? Girl, Hubble in shambles. No longer necessary. James Webb is out there reflecting images off those delicious hexagonal, perfectly smooth mirrors straight into that receiver, just delivering us delicious new desktop backgrounds. And we're seeing the first ones in literally 15 minutes. I cannot wait. It's going to be gorgeous. I guarantee it's going to be some innocuous picture of something that doesn't matter. We're going to be like, but look what it's going to be. Or maybe it's a picture of aliens. And that's why Joe Biden is announcing it. We're going
to
find out.
I feel like it's pretty good. Yeah, I feel like it's pretty good if Biden's trying to jump on this and be like, hey, what's up, guys?
Look at this. How cool.
Remember
is
me? Or maybe he's just impressed by technology because his timeline is officially in the like late 60s, early 70s.
Most certainly.
So he might just be like, hot damn.
Yeah.
Anyways, this is big.
This is huge.
You know something we don't, but we'll see. It's very exciting.
It's so
and
exciting.
Probably talk more about it tomorrow.
Yes.
That is going to do it for us. Yes. Thank you, DJ Daniel,
for
joining us. Where can people find you, follow you, all that good stuff?
All the things, Twitch, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, DJ_Danil, D-A-N-L. Catch me live streaming my ridiculous antics, drinking of yerba mate, and desperately trying to get a sponsorship from Gayaki.
All right. Back tomorrow with the whole last episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Get boosted. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.